Hello, and welcome to the Way Family Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about stuff. Wow, Hannah, way to go. Microphone on the floor, headphones not even on.
I was answering.
Hey, but at least you're cozy, right?
Yes, at least I am cozy, you turd.
You just missed the entire intro. What you drinking there?
It is LaCroix and Ningxia Red. It's like an antioxidant drink.
Mmm.
It's so good.
Good for your heart?
And like your blood and your immune system and your eyes and your liver and your gallbladder.
Apparently it has as many antioxidants as 2,000 blueberries.
No, it's like a crazy amount. I don't know if it's 2,000. It's like a ton. Like the antioxidant level is like the highest of any food there is in the wolfberry, which is what's in it. Why are we opening with this? This is dumb.
Okay. Well, today what we're going to be talking about is distracting yourself with positive things. Something that I heard on a podcast recently that I started thinking about. And so that's what we're going to talk about.
And I don't even know what that means. So
this
will be interesting.
Well, you know what it means. Want me to say it again?
What? No,
Before
don't.
We get into the main topic, how about let's just do a brief overview of our week. Anna?
I've had kind of a rough week, I will say. Yep. But it had some good moments. I got to take Forrest on a special date, just me and him. We went to see Incredibles 2 again, and it was fun. We played the little games in the arcade, and we got a bunch of snacks, and the snacks were his favorite part. And yeah, it was fun. It's fun to get to do stuff with just him, because I never get to do stuff with just him anymore. So that was fun, and he was really excited when I told him that I was going to be taking him on a special date. So that was really nice. I don't really remember much else of this week other than the bad parts. But today I got to go hang out with my friend who moved away. Well, she only lives an hour away, but she used to live like in my town, and I missed her a lot. So that was really good. Me and Fern got to go meet her and get coffee and walk around, and it was really fun. It's like, I don't know, she's one of those people that is like just really gets me and is very refreshing to be around. So there's not a ton of those people in life, so you gotta hang on to them when you find them. How was your week?
My week was crazy with work and parenting, and yeah, crazy about sums it up.
Mm-hmm.
Sums it up nicely. Forrest has been having a hard time. He's going to be 4. And it's
for
just...
3 was way harder than 2.
It's just... Especially this past month, it's just been like a headache every single night just to get him to finish dinner and get in bed.
Yeah, it's like mostly everything is a fight these days. Like, he has an excuse for everything, or he has an argument for everything. And he started getting an attitude, like a real sassy, like, snarky attitude, which we haven't really seen in him.
He only has that with you.
Yeah, I know. Lucky me.
But it is, like, it's very draining to constantly have to be disciplining and then also be able to take a step back and not, like, get super angry about it.
Yeah.
And like maintain the peace in your house.
And it wears on you when it's like when it
thing
seems like
after
the
thing after thing.
Yeah, when like the bad stuff seems to outweigh like the good stuff, it just really wears on you, and then your temper is thinner. Wait. Temper is shorter, and I don't know. It just is like a cycle, and it's hard. But I don't know.
But
maybe
we'll push.
One day
we'll
get
push
it.
On through.
Yeah, we'll keep on going.
We had to explain grace tonight to him.
Well, I've explained it to him before, but
he just doesn't get it. It's like Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, and then I've work was also crazy. At work, the president, the vice president of operations, the sales senior sales executive manager, I don't know what his title is, but and the entire sales team are gone this week. And so I am manning literally everything besides engineering and quality and production.
Yikes.
So that was stressful and crazy to kind of train for that and go over like the quoting and taking orders and all that stuff. So yeah, crazy. But it's a 3-day weekend.
Yes.
And yesterday was good, and today was good. And one like shining star, I cleaned out the garage, and for the first time in my entire life, I've been able to park our car in a garage.
Woo!
Hannah doesn't really care that much. It's like a big deal for me.
I'm very excited for you that you accomplished this because you've been working very hard on it for a really long time. So, good job.
Thank you. Okay, into the main topic. Hannah, you said you don't know what I'm talking about.
I get it. I understand the concept, but I don't really know like what you are wanting to talk about with it. So I'm curious to see where this will go.
So we always say that like we don't want to get distracted and we want to focus on what matters, right? You want to focus on your priority.
Mm-hmm.
And getting distracted would be like viewed as a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
Like Forrest gets distracted at dinner.
Yes.
It's just like
that is a bad thing.
There's just too much going on. Anything is more important than eating your food. But when we get distracted, what are things that we tend to do when we're using distracted as like a negative term?
What do you mean? What like what things?
What
we
do
distract
you get distracted
with?
Yeah.
Well, like my phone. Like sometimes I'll get into like a certain task and then I will just distract myself with something else and then work on that. And then it's like a rabbit trail of things. Like if I'm working on like, let's say the office, I'm like working on organizing it. I will get distracted with other things and then nothing gets done. Like, but it's like all in the office. So it's like a little bit of different parts of it and then nothing really gets done.
You do tiny, tiny bits of everything.
Yeah. I mean, someday like, it'll all get done, but...
Like, okay, I'm going to clean the office. And then you spend 30 minutes organizing pens into what color?
Yeah, that does sound like something I would do, yeah.
I know. When you literally never would even care.
I know. It's like, no, this is very important now.
I must do this now.
I must do this now.
In order to have a clean office, I have to color coordinate my pens.
That's so me. It's so dumb, but yes.
I know that yes. Because I went through a box of your stuff and you had all your pastel Sharpies like really nice and neat. It was like all of the pinks, Sharpies. All of the pinks and reds were together and it was pastel ones. It wasn't like any bold colors. And then all the greens and blues were together. And
well, good. It was just kinda, as they should be.
It's just kind of funny, but you wouldn't have never found them. So it doesn't even matter.
Well, at least they're organized.
I distract myself with cleaning too. Like if I have a, I guess it's double for me in that I can't focus when there's a cluttered environment. No, I'll take that back. It's extremely difficult for me to focus in a cluttered environment. And so when I want to focus, then I clean. And so that happens. That's one side. But then another thing is if I have like a bad day or if I'm frustrated with something, Anna calls it angry cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's a distraction.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Well, maybe.
Sometimes you're angry cleaning because you're angry at the mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing is I get pulled into the stupid Facebook videos because the next one just starts playing automatically.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like,
and then he gets me hooked in and then I get mad.
Yeah.
I distract myself. Like, I mean, I've been going through this process of figuring out the way that I process my emotions. And I like to distract myself from my emotions. Well, I don't, it's not something that I like plan on doing and then I do it. It's like, that's my natural like response to having difficult emotions is like flight. And by flight, I mean distract. So that's like, that's where like the online shopping comes in, or just like anything, doing anything mindless on my phone, or it used to be drinking, to be honest. That's why I kind of stopped doing that unless we go out. But like different things where I'm like, okay, yeah, this is, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to deal with it. So I'll distract myself with literally anything else. And it really is like a subconscious thing. And I know I've talked about this before, but I remember like we were having a fight or something difficult with Forrest happened. And I was like crying. And I remember crying. I was like, went to my room to be alone. Well, our room. I mean, it was our room. And I went there to be alone. And I instantly pulled out my phone and just started scrolling. And then I noticed like 15 seconds later, like I had stopped crying and I wasn't thinking about whatever I was frustrated about. And it was like really nice to have a distraction, obviously. Really nice for like, you know, that moment, but not for like the long run. So
yeah, because it kind of becomes a crutch.
Yeah,
like a subconscious crutch.
Yeah, it was like it's like a defense mechanism, almost like defending me from my own emotions that I would like didn't want to deal with or didn't want to process or whatever. So I don't know, but figuring out those things and like what I typically like to distract myself with has been really helpful. And also journaling has been really helpful, but that's totally a side note. Anyways, back to distractions. I'm so good at getting distracted, as you can see.
Can you think of like what are classic distractions that people employ in like TV shows to distract themselves from like a stressful environment or like
drinking?
Okay. Yeah.
Drugs.
Drinking, drugs. Running.
Running.
Swimming. Ozarks and swimming.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys. Ozarks.
What else?
TV, I guess.
Yeah.
You're talking about like on movies, like the typical things that people distract mm-hmm. themselves with. Like I would say working out in general. Like partying, I guess. I don't know. That's all I can think of.
So those are like the big, I mean, those are kind of like the big ones that is kind of what everyone thinks of when they think of maybe what people do to distract themselves from their life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other ones that don't have to be negative. And I'm not saying that running or working out is negative. I'm just saying if
you're saying that those are negative because that's what you want to talk about.
No. That's not what I'm talking
about. I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
I'm just saying if it becomes a crutch, then
yeah.
It's, you know, it's dangerous.
No matter how good it is.
Right.
It can still, yeah.
And so when I was listening to this podcast, and it was the Story Brand podcast with Donald Miller, and he had a guest, Michael Hyatt, on who wrote the planner that Hannah and I are doing, and he wrote the book that I'm leading for a book club at the company that I work at. And it was a really interesting podcast interview because they were talking about planning. You would have hated it. But they were talking about the importance of planning and how to like schedule out your day. So you maximize it, and so that you are not distracted by other things that pull your attention away, so you can actually do the things that you want to do the things that are important. You, instead of prioritizing your schedule, you can schedule your priority. And Donald Miller said something kind of off the cuff, but I thought that it was really interesting. He said that it is, it's a really good thing when you can distract yourself with something positive.
Hmm.
And I think to a certain degree, a lot of our like personal growth and development studying and learning and stuff has been a positive distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Or like listening to...
I don't know if it has been a distraction, though.
No, it just kind of like it distracts you. It breaks you out of your normal life, I guess. Because a distraction is like you are here physically, but then you're allowing your mind to go and do something else somewhere else.
So maybe it should be a different word other than distraction, because that almost always has a negative connotation. So maybe if there was like a different word, I don't know.
Well, especially I think for creatives, a distraction can bring on a new, like, and beautiful and inspiring thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like the leaves, watching the leaves fall from the tree or something, you know, cheesy like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that a distraction is necessarily a bad term. I just think that because everyone distracts themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone doesn't want to be aware of what is, like, you don't want, if you watch the news and you know everything that's going on and you're really focused on your life, like, you would just be depressed.
Yeah.
And Donald Miller was saying he was depressed when he was so focused on all of these things, and it was until he allowed himself to become distracted by positive things, mm-hmm, that he was not depressed anymore.
Oh, interesting.
So there's some things that we have done that I think have been a positive distraction and have helped us.
Well, I feel like, sorry, I'm going back to what you just said about him and him not being depressed anymore. I feel like when you have like the priorities, you like your top priorities or whatever, and these things that are quote unquote distractions, I feel like that's like where life is really happening. And like the distractions, like what distracts you from, mm-hmm, like your priorities. I mean, like, so our priority is our family. So not necessarily that, but like, let's say like if for you and like your work or something, like let's say for me and my business, like what distracts me from my business? Well, my family distracts me from my business, but that's like where life is, you know, is like what in that distraction. Or, you know, like if I'm working on something and like Fern comes into the office, that's a distraction, but that's like the good part of life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like what you said with him and his, how the distractions that were positive helped him get out of the depression, that makes sense. Because if you are like, I don't know, I guess it depends on what your priority, like what you define as your priorities, but I don't know. That makes sense to me.
Well, I think, I mean, okay, I don't know if I really believe this, but I'll just say it. I think that most people's lives really are just boring and dull.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those little, like, distractions that people go to find some meaning or some joy or some happiness or something like that. Because if you were not distracted from the everyday things that are going on in your life,
mm-hmm,
I mean, you think about it, like most people work 8 hours a day, sleep 8 hours a day. That's 16 hours out of a 24-hour day. They don't have that much time. You have to eat somewhere in there. And it's just like, I mean, America's super busy.
Mm-hmm.
And when everyone's so busy, like, you don't even have time to just like sit down and relax.
Yeah.
And so with that kind of being taken away from us, or us kind of surrendering that, we need some sort of distraction because we're always on the go.
Yeah.
And it's not like fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even enjoy eating anymore. I like dinner. That's the only meal I enjoy. But it's like, other than that, it's like, I have to get this food in my body and I have to do it quickly.
Yeah. Because that's actually kind of how I feel too.
Get on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And so if there's like some sort of like...
Especially when we have to have so much protein.
Yeah. My gosh.
Just shovel it in, move on. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish I just had like a little trap door on my stomach. I could just like open it and like pound
it in.
Shove it in.
There we go.
Pet, pet, pet.
Sad. I love food.
But I do think that we search for distractions either consciously or subconsciously, and they don't always have to be negative. Mm-hmm. And you can always replace a bad habit with a good habit, or a bad habit with a better habit, or a good habit with a better habit.
Mm-hmm. That's what, like, when I was going to counseling, that's what she said. She said, when you have these bad things, like if you have these bad thought patterns, like anxiety or depression, if you are trying to get rid of those thought patterns, and this was biblical counseling, so this wasn't like a doctor, so just keep that in mind. But she said that if you're going to replace those thought patterns, or if you're going to get rid of them, you need to replace those thought patterns with something good. Like, you put off the bad and put on the good. And that was like really, really monumental for me, because you can choose to, I mean, you can choose to replace those. And okay, I'm not saying in all cases, but in my case, this helped me so much because I could control like what I was thinking about and what I was thinking about myself and the stuff I was in control of that. And I could decide to put off the anxious thoughts and put on the good thoughts. So like, that is a habit, you know, mm-hmm. I had a habit of, well, and I still kind of do have the habits. It's not like I'm done with that, but I had a habit of thinking these terrible anxious thoughts and going down this rabbit trail and thinking ridiculous stuff. And then it would wake me up in the middle of the night and my heart would be pounding and I would be crying in my sleep and like this whole cycle. And all that had to do with like my thought pattern before sleep. So I tried to really work on that. And that was replacing a bad habit with a good one. I know it's not as black and white for everybody, so I'm not trying to offend anybody, but for me, that is what was really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, like, think about like people's pre-sleep or like when they wake up, like their routines, there is a lot of distraction built in. And I'd say that distraction is probably the majority of it's like psychological. It is.
Yeah, probably.
There's a deeper issue going on,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you could probably say that like, oh, I might not feel like accomplished at work, and so that is why I distracted myself with cleaning the garage for 8 hours so I could at least have like something that I feel accomplished with. But that was actually a distraction from what's going on at work.
I knew it.
I don't believe that.
Well,
but I'm just saying, like, I think there's a lot of circumstances like that where there is some sort of deeper issue going on in the distraction. Kind of allows you to avoid the reality of your life.
Sometimes I use my work stuff as a distraction because that is easier than parenting and marriage sometimes.
Yeah.
Just had to get that off my chest. I mean, I know I've talked to you about it, but I'm just like putting that out there in the world. That's a probably not healthy distraction.
I think that that is a very common distraction.
Yeah.
Not just with women.
I would say it's more so with men.
Why?
I don't know. Based on like TV shows I've seen.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But not, I mean, not like, not I guess people that I know in real life, but just like there's a lot of like typical, like the guy stays at work late and doesn't want to go home because life is harder at home. I don't know. But I don't know. I wouldn't say that is the case with most women. I feel like I'm kind of like the black sheep in that situation, but maybe not.
Yeah. So what are some positive distractions? What are some things that we have done that have been beneficial where we're like purposefully seeking out a distraction that is going to benefit us?
Well, for a while there, we were... Oh, no, that's just the absence of a different distraction.
I was just going to say,
a while there, we were like... Okay, so a long time ago, we used to watch a lot of TV, like on Netflix and stuff, and we stopped for a long time. We recently started back up because Ozarks is back on Netflix, season 2. Poke me on Facebook if you're watching. But for a long time, we weren't watching anything, and we didn't have time for it, and we also just didn't really have the desire for it, I guess. But that's not really answering your question. Well, we did the 6-week challenge thingy.
Yeah.
The workouts and the meal plan. That was good. That was really good. That's done now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not done, though. I'm still doing the workouts and kind of the meal plan, but, you know, less strict. That has been really good for our mental health, I think.
Yeah, I think that's been really good for our mental health, obviously our physical health.
Yeah.
And it's not like it became our entire life. I mean, it was a big part of our life during that those 6 weeks. But I don't think that we went into it with the purpose of distracting ourselves from our life.
No, it was, I don't know. It was not like that. It was a distraction from like our regular life, but it was more like, I want to get back to our regular life because it was hard. It is hard, but I mean, it's good.
Right. I'm just saying that that wasn't our purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we weren't like, oh, my life is miserable. What am I going to do? I know. I'll join an intense 6-week program where I won't be able to think about anything else other than working out and getting enough protein in my body.
Okay, yes. But I think we went into it because we knew we both needed some sort of change in that area. And we knew that it was going to be good for us. Like, that was like a form of self-care for us, for our physical and mental well-beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we were like, yes, we can do this for 6 weeks. We can devote this time to the meal planning and the workouts. We can do this for 6 weeks and we deserve it and we need to do it.
Yeah. But we kind of go in cycles of these things. So like, I'll get on a kick of something for a while and then I'll move on to the next thing and then find something else and move on to the next thing. And I think that that's good. I don't know.
That's just what happens with humans. You go through phases of things that you like and things that you spend your time on.
You used to distract yourself a lot with crocheting.
Knitting, but yes. And part of it was that I had orders I needed to fulfill, but yeah.
But what is funny is you would distract yourself from the current order that you were working on to work on another order.
No, I didn't do that with orders. I did that with stuff that I was just working on for me. But yeah, it was because I would get sick of something or it was taking too long or I could tell right now it's not going to work out and I'm just not going to finish it. And then I would start something new.
And just leave it in a bin.
I would distract myself from my distraction with other distractions in that same distraction.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
A mess.
See, I think I like taking classes.
Wait, but hold on.
Okay.
That was not a distraction for me. That was a way of relaxing. That was like a way to be creative. It wasn't really a distraction. It's just like, I'm intentionally doing this because I love doing it and it's also good for me and I'm able to be creative and relax.
I guess, what is the difference between relaxing and engaging in a distraction?
I don't know.
I don't know either, because
relaxing
now that I'm thinking about a distraction as not only a negative thing, I don't see much of a difference between relaxing, a purposeful relaxing, and allowing your mind to be distracted by.
Because it has to be, when you're relaxing, if it's like, it has to be like a productive relaxing, not productive like you have to get work done, but like it has to like fill you back up it can't just be like any mindless distraction, like scrolling on your phone, which distraction I think is always going to have a negative connotation for me. Anyways.
I think relaxing has a negative connotation for me.
That's sad. And you were the one who just posted something on Instagram about rest.
I think rest is more purposeful than relaxing. I view those separately. I view relaxing with...
as lazy.
Yes.
I don't. I don't at all. I think
it's just the word. It's just the word relaxing. I know that rest is important.
Okay, knitting was rest for me.
Okay.
And like that kind of thing is rest for me. And it wasn't a distraction. It was like restoring.
But Netflix is not rest.
No. It's fun. But right. I don't think it's restoring.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Do you think cleaning in the garage is restoring for you?
Yes.
Really?
How do you not know this?
I just needed a confirmation. Okay.
It's like...
so weird to me.
Okay, like cleaning your office too. It's like I walk in there and I'm instantly like, I cannot relax.
No. That is so different. That is so different. Okay, you not being able to relax until something is clutter-free is different than the act of like decluttering being the relaxing thing. Like, I understand.
Yeah, that's why I said it. For me, it's a two-part thing.
Okay.
I realize it's not that way for all people.
No, it's definitely not. So when you're like, hey, do you want to come organize the office with me? And you're like all happy and nice about it. And I'm like, no, I really, really don't, but I will.
See, I love that.
Now I know. I mean, I did know, but wow, restoring. Okay.
You know what else is restoring for me?
What?
Getting rid of stuff that we don't need.
I know. That's why I do it so often.
You're taking away my rest.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm trying to show you that I care about these things too.
So you have something going on right now called the Thankful Closet Project.
Yes.
I was thinking about this as a positive distraction. I was hoping you'd make the connection, but you didn't.
Sorry. You can't just assume I'm going to like think these things. Just bring them up.
Okay, so we had the 6-week challenge. Positive distraction. It was good. We learned. We grew. It benefited us.
Our muscles grew.
Yes. Our knowledge grew, too. Right now, you're doing something else. This is like, it is something else, right? There's a lot of people in the group.
Yeah.
You're learning new things.
I think I would say it's addressing a different area of wellness. Like maybe environmental, I would say, and mental.
Environmental and mental, yeah.
I would say, yeah. We talked about it all last week on the episode, but long story short, we're doing a month of like simplifying and learning about capsule wardrobes, learning about slow fashion and what the clothing industry, like the damage that the clothing industry has done and is doing. And it's like a month of not buying anything. So we have almost 1,000 people in our Facebook group for it. And you don't have to have a Facebook to be part of it. But that's where like a lot of like the support is. But I'm also going to be talking about it on my Instagram too. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's been really fun already. It's just day two of the official challenge. But it's nice to have conversations with people who are like doing the same thing as you and having the same exact struggles. Like a lot of times people will post something and be like, does anybody else feel this way? And there'll be so many people who are like, yes, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said this and blah, 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 blah. So it is like a mental thing to not buy anything like that for a month. And then environmental for sure. Cause you know, your home is your environment and you're, you know, decluttering it, getting rid of things you don't need, you don't use, etc. Mm-hmm.
I think that we distract ourselves from one area of life by doing something more in another area of life. that's why you classically see like someone has like emotional problems at, or they will focus a lot on physical growth.
Mm.
Right? Maybe I just made that up.
Well, it, I mean, for some people, probably, yeah.
And so you, a lot of people, I do this too. I'm just as bad as you, Hannah. Thank you. I might be worse. I've probably spent in the last month at least 20 hours researching robot vacuum cleaners.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for when we get one of those.
I don't know why, but it's like, I've got to find the best one. I've got to read all the reviews.
That is worse than me in the last 2 months.
And so I think like you used shopping as a distraction from your emotional.
Yes, among other things, but that was like a small part of it. It was more like I was trying to fulfill
something. You just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is me too in like, you know, searching for reviews and like trying to find the best thing. And I don't know, it's just like, okay, like what, okay, we need a new trash can. So I'm going to.
Do we?
No.
Oh.
No, we don't need a new trash can. But it was just like, all right, we need a new trash can. I'm going to spend the next 45 minutes searching for the best trash can of 2018.
So do you think that you're using that to distract you from something?
Yeah, and I don't think it's a positive distraction, but I think it is a distraction nonetheless that I'm using. But mm-hmm. if I could replace that with some sort of positive thing, which I think is what the Thankful Closet project is doing.
Yeah.
Because part of it is people use shopping as a distraction from their normal lives, and then they buy things they don't need to impress people that they don't like.
Well, and the whole point behind it is that it's like, it's an intentional thing, not just like just try not to buy anything for a month and then go back to how you were living before. Like, we're trying to like replace bad habits with good habits, really, and like learn all this together. So I wouldn't say that this is a distraction. We've been really intentional about it.
No, but it's dealing with the distraction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you deal with that distraction?
The distraction of shopping?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you get accountability for it, I guess. I don't know. I think that maybe it's different for everyone. But for this, we're just trying to be like, don't do it. And if you feel like doing it, then tell us and we'll tell you not to do it. It's not just the shopping. The no shopping is like a small aspect, but I don't know. People have been doing really good so far. And they, like someone shared yesterday, they said they were talking about like different ads that come up, you know, just like on Pinterest or on Instagram or something. And then someone else shared like, she said, have you guys found yourself like, okay, I can't buy clothes, but then you start looking at like furniture or something, or like home stuff or kids stuff, because it's stuff that you can buy technically this month, but you're still trying to fulfill that. So she asked, like, do you still feel like you're trying to like fulfill that like itch to buy stuff with something else? And like so many people are like, yes, I do feel that. So I think that is the biggest part, is the community, which is really what we wanted from this whole thing. So I don't know. It's been like so good.
But there is a beneficial aspect to... how do I say this? I don't even know what I'm going to say. You're taking a bad habit, you're replacing it with a good habit, but the distraction of shopping could be turned into a positive distraction of learning more about where your clothes come from, or doing more research, or figuring out like how much you actually need, how much you actually wear, or finding new
figuring
brands,
out your style, and like what you actually wear, and what you really don't wear. So therefore seeing what you need and what you don't need. And then like basing that on like finding contentment with the things that you have. Because if anybody has a smartphone and is able to access that Facebook group, you probably have more than enough clothes. And like, that's not, I mean, maybe you have run out of clothes and you like, you grew taller and you need to buy new clothes, but that's like besides the point. So like for the most part, everybody has more than enough in that area. So that's like another thing that we're focusing on is like, you need less than you think you need,
mm-hmm.
which I know is something that you have tried to tell me for so long, but and I knew that it was true. It's just, I had to come to this on my own.
Yeah. Interesting. This makes me think about the 80-20 rule and white space. You remember I told you about white space?
I do, but I don't remember exactly what it is. What is
Juliette
it?
Juliette Bunt, the lady that I sat next to on the airplane that spoke at the conference that I was going to, she talks about how we've become so busy and we have so much to do and we have so many meetings and we have so much going on our schedule that we don't even have time to think or process or like just let our brain like cool down. And if you never shut down a computer, then it's going to just get slower and slower and slower and overheat, and it's not going to operate very well.
About computers?
Yeah. I mean, it's an analogy for our brain. I don't know. Probably not most of the computers now, but...
Oh, I did not know that.
And so she came up with this idea called white space, but I actually found a reference to white space in one of John, what's his last name? Maxwell's, I should know, I'm certified through him. John Maxwell's books that he wrote, I think in the 80s. And it talks about the importance of white space, having scheduled basically time, not so that you can be mindful of other things and not so you can let your mind wander and not so that you can just like daydream, but just giving yourself space and time where you're not doing anything, where there's nothing scheduled, where you have nothing to do. Because according to the 80-20 rule, 80% of your progress is made by 20% of the work that you put in. And so 80% of your growth is that comes from 20% of the effort that you put into it. Does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about?
It does and it doesn't. And I think the 80-20 rule, there's two 80-20 rules. One is the one you're talking about. One is something where you're like 80% of the stuff is like good that you're doing. And then 20% is like, eh. You can cheat a little.
Yeah, that's not the original 80-20 rule.
I know, but that's like what I was... I feel like that's what a lot of people like are putting together. But and this always confuses me. But when I can see it on paper, then it makes more sense.
Okay, I'll show you later. Sorry, well, I can't show you guys. But I was just thinking about this with white space. White space is like allowing ourselves time to just decompress and not be doing anything. So that we can, and in that time, Juliet would not like this because she says it's not allowing yourself to be distracted, but whatever. If we can, if positive distractions are a real thing, and if that's something that we can do, then we should build in time in our day so that we can allow ourselves to be positively distracted. So we can think of new things, so we can be more creative, so we're not being distracted by negative things, so that we're not just mindlessly scrolling, so we're not growing complacent and just like falling in the pit. You know what I mean?
But what, like, okay. But when you say that, do you think like you should just make time in your day and like say, okay, this is positive distraction time? Or do you think it's better to be intentional about that time that you're having, you know? But then I'm like, okay, then I don't really see that as a distraction if you are being intentional about what you're using that time on. Even if it is a quote unquote distraction, I still don't really see that as a distraction.
If it's scheduled?
No, just if it's like intentional. Like if you say, like if it's something like this project that I'm working on with the closet stuff, if you say like, I'm going to spend this time on this project because it, I don't know, like I'm being intentional about spending it, my time that way. So is it a distraction if you're being intentional about your time?
I think that you can be distracted. No, that's not a distraction.
Okay.
Because that has a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, and it has kind of boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to think about these things while I'm doing this thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to allow myself to think about other things while I'm doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I block out an hour of my time, and I'm saying, I'm going to do this, I like put a name to it, I write it in, then that those are the things that I'm going to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
If I write out my schedule and I leave a blank space, a white space, just don't put anything there,
mm-hmm.
don't schedule anything there, and then I just allow myself to, it's like kind of like, I guess, what's the purpose of couch time? Hannah and I try to sit down when I get home from work and just have couch time. Really, what's the purpose of that? And what do? We just talk about our day.
Yeah. It's just for like 15 minutes. And we try to distract our kids with other things so that we can just talk to each other. We just talk is really, that's it. We're just talking.
But there's no like set agenda.
No.
There's no like.
There's nothing to accomplish really.
Mm-hmm.
Just connecting.
And that in itself is refreshing.
Yeah.
But there's no, purpose other than to just be refreshed.
Yeah. Yep.
So like when I go walking at night, I don't have like, there's nothing that's accomplishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a great workout. Like it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice, like that is where I allow my mind to just kind of rest and just think about stuff.
And that's knitting for me.
I understand now.
The white space. It's the white space. I miss it. I should do that again.
All right. Well, I hope that this makes sense. We probably said distraction way too many times, but at least it was a good conversation starter and probably something Hannah and I will talk about for the rest of the week.
For the rest of our lives.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
The 6-week challenge was good for us.
Mm-hmm.
The Thankful Closet Project is good.
Mm-hmm.
And stopping bad habits and replacing them with good ones is also good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe distractions can also be a good thing. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay, I have some recommendations.
All right, I don't.
Okay, so...
Oh, I have one, unless you're going to take it.
Is it Ozark?
Nope.
Okay.
I would not recommend that show. There's too much...
I know.
There's
a lot of nudity in that. It is out of control. That is like... there's too much, but... that wasn't one of my recommendations. You can just do yours first. 'Cause I have three. You have one.
My recommendation is... an app? Actually, okay. Nope. I have 3 recommendations. They're all apps. So they're all on your phone.
My.
And it will hopefully help you be a little bit more, get rid of some negative distractions. Number one is ad blocker extension. Or there's also on iOS, you can get an ad blocker. There's an app called AdBlock, and it is a Safari content blocker. It's an extension, essentially. And it blocks all the ads, so you don't see that crap. Another app is called Moment.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That one's convicting.
And that tracks your screen time. I know in iOS 11, they have it built in now where you can go into your battery. You go settings, battery, and then time. You click on the percentage, go to the last 7 days, and you can see how much percentage of your time was spent on what apps. If you click the clock thing again, it goes to the time. And you can either view it in 24-hour periods or 7-day periods. And it's just like so bad how much time we spend on our phone.
It's so eye-opening, too.
I spend on my phone. It's like, and then it's like you can set up reminders to say like, okay, this is how much I want to spend on my phone. And what?
I want to say something when you're done with this sentence.
This is how much time I want to spend on my phone. And I guess you're kind of unaware of how much time you spend on your phone until you actually look at it. And then you're like, shoot, I'm never getting that time back. I don't know what I did with it. Apparently I spent 4 hours on Instagram, but what did I do?
Yeah. I saw this thing that said, if you spend just 2 hours a day on your phone, just 2 hours a day on your phone, at the end of the year, you will have spent an entire month on your phone. Isn't that bad? An entire month just on your phone. And we spend way more than 2 hours on our phone a day. I mean, part of it is because we have work stuff on our phones. But aside from that, that's so, like, wow, that is, like, so convicting. And then you think, like, okay, well, my kid is almost 4, and then my other kid is about to be 1. Have I spent an entire month of that 1 year on my phone? You know, I don't know. That's just, like, oof, that's really eye-opening. So
that is exactly a month. It's 30.41 days.
Well, yeah, because there's 24 hours in a day, and you have 1/12 of 24.
730 hours.
Yeah, that's... So that's like an entire month just
gone. I spend an average of 4 hours a day on my phone.
2 months gone. But some of it is for work, but...
Most of it is for work.
Mine is more because most of it is for work too, but... Ugh. Still, I mean, there's a lot of it that isn't for work, you know?
So ad blocker, Moment. And ad blocker is like so good. Like, I just don't understand why people put up... I hate advertisements.
I do too.
And you know what? It's gotten to the point now where, like, I don't see any advertisements, like, anywhere unless it's on TV at a restaurant or something.
Or a restaurant? We don't have TV.
On Instagram. Because I have the Facebook, like, so Facebook cleaner, and it, like, that also gets rid of all the ads on there. And so now on Instagram, I have like these ads coming up all the time, and I am a lot more aware of it than I was before because I just like keep scrolling because you kind of get desensitized to that ads. But now
you can block stuff like that.
I do. I block every single company that I see an ad for.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
So stop targeting me.
I do too.
Because you're gonna get blocked.
Yep.
The third. So I said, ad block. Moment. And then the third app is called unroll.me.
Oh, that's a good one.
And this app is really good for unrolling from email.
Unsubscribing.
It's just like so easy. I think I've unsubscribed from 750 some emails.
You just sign in and then you like... You'll have a list of all your subscriptions and you can click every single one that you want to unsubscribe from and it's all in one place and then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose ones that you want to still get and put them all together. So you just get one email a day that's called your roll up.
It is so nice.
It's so nice. I honestly don't even open the daily roll up anymore. So, but
I hope you didn't add anything important to there.
Well, I probably did, but I'll have to go back and check. But it's like very helpful.
All of my bills are not in my roll-up, but pretty much everything else
is
in my roll-up.
I have another app suggestion for helpful apps.
Okay, you go.
And we've talked about this before, but I didn't really know it was an app until recently. But, okay, Acorns. It is an app. Did you know that?
Honey, how do you think I check it?
Okay, sorry. I didn't know that it was an app. So, yeah. Basically, what Acorns is a thing that you sign up for, and then you link your bank account to it, and basically, they'll take the change from every purchase. They'll round it up to the next dollar, and they'll take that change, the quote-unquote change. It's all, like, you know, through the webs or whatever. And they put it into an account for you, and it's like a savings account, and they do micro investments.
Yeah, basically you have a like micro investment portfolio.
And so it's just the roundups from every purchase. So if you only make one purchase, and like tomorrow, let's say I only make one purchase, it will just be like less than a dollar going on into my account that day. But if you make like 5 purchases, like it's Aaron's day and you go to Target and to Trader Joe's and you get gas and then you go to Costco, then you have like, let's say 5 purchases that day. So it'll be the change from all those purchases, which will be less than $5 still, but all that adds up. And then you forget about it because it's just happening in the background. Like you don't even know it's happening. It's just literally change coming out of your bank account, going into this other account. And then you have all of a sudden $1,000 one day and you've forgotten about it and you look and there's $1,000.
What you can also do is make daily, weekly, or monthly deposits into your Acorns account at a set amount.
And you can also do double the roundups. I just saw this. So like if something was $4.75, typically it would be the 25 cents would go into your Acorns account, but you can have it be double. So then it would be 50 cents. And again, it's not like this money is coming out of thin air. Like it's coming out of your bank account. It's not just like coming from Acorns or something. Like don't get confused about that. It's coming from you, but it's just like these little tiny amounts multiple times. And it's in an account that you don't typically look at a lot. I mean, maybe some people do, but we never do. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we have a pretty good amount of money here saved up from just however many months of
it's great
doing
for
it.
Saving for Christmas. So if you start one now
or like a trip or
just
something,
don't touch it and you might have a decent amount for Christmas presents.
It's been seriously really like it's saved our butts a couple times, so we really recommend it. We've been doing it for like since we were married.
Mm-hmm.
So like almost 5 years.
There's also a new feature and it is awesome. It is an Acorns debit card linked to your account. So you're getting all of this money deposited in your account, and it takes 3 to 5 business days to withdraw that money from your Acorns account back to your bank account. But meanwhile,
I feel like that's a good thing though.
Yeah, it is a good it's a good thing, but like, you know, there's been some times like 2 years ago
we
had to pay for rent. We're like, oh crap.
But I think if you have it on the card, I already don't recommend the card. If you have it on the card, you can use it just as fast as you're using your other money. You know, like that's part of the appeal for me anyways, is that like it's taking these and it's in an account that we can't touch for, you know, 3 to 5 days. You know, we can't just like take that money out and spend it. Not like we're going to do that.
I just would not put that card in my wallet.
Oh, so like that's the emergency fund on the card, but
yes.
You can only use it for emergencies.
Yes.
Oh, that would be smart. Okay, I can see it.
You got to be smarter than the card.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yes.
You heard it here first. Anyways, it's completely secure. It's not like a sketchy thing. Like we said, we've been using it for 5 years almost, or I don't know how long Zach had it before we were married, but a lot of years. And we've never had any sort of problems or like hacks or anything like that. So it's totally secure. And we really love it.
You can even pick like how conservative or aggressive you want to be with your investments. And you can even, I think, choose the companies that you want to invest in, which is pretty cool. They also have another new feature.
Oh, my.
For retirement.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But so that's like more long-term investments.
So it's like revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. So, yep, we recommend that. Like, really highly recommend that. It's a good thing. We'll share our link. And if you use it, you get $5 and we get $5. And if we get 7 people to use it, then we get $500.
Which would really be nice because I just lost $500.
So, please, if you're thinking about doing it, use our link. It would be good for everyone involved.
Yep.
Okay. Now for my other recommendations, which I have 3 of them. The first one is Incredibles 2. If you haven't seen it yet, I really highly recommend it. It is so good. It is the perfect second movie in that series. I mean, I don't know if it's a series, but it's the perfect like comeback movie after however many years of since the first one came out. It's so good. I just saw it yesterday with Forrest, like I said, and yeah, it's just really good. And especially if you grew up with the first one, not really grew up with, I guess I was like in high school almost, but yeah, that's a really good one. And then I have a pumpkin spice diffuser blend of essential oils that I've been diffusing, and it's just very nice. And you know, it's September, well, when you listen to this, it will be September 3rd. And so yes, fall is here. It does not matter if it's still 80 degrees outside. Fall is here. Pumpkin spices at Starbucks. Fall is here. Okay. So anyways, my diffuser blend is the essential oils that are named nutmeg, cinnamon bark, orange, and clove. And yep, it smells like fall and Christmas and everything good. So that is my second recommendation. Well, third, I guess. And then my last recommendation is, okay, so you guys have heard of Moment, I'm sure. We've talked about them before. They're a company, they make the lenses that can go on your phone that basically make your phone into like an incredible camera, but like better. And they have like the cases and, hold on.
You got the coughs.
No, I got a bubble in my throat. Anyways, so they have like a lot of really cool stuff. They have like a macro lens and they have a wide lens and like a fisheye lens. They have a bunch of really cool lenses and they have just done so good with their design and everything. But they recently came out with a line that's designed for women by women. And it's just really cool. They have a really cool leather carrying case that is for your phone. And like you can also put like your cards in there. They also have a case that has like a leather sleeve thing on the back for you to put a card in. So it's just like your phone and then, you know, like your cards that you need. And like a strap, just like a couple things. But it's called the Free Time line. And it's just really cool. So I would check that out if I was you, if you are a woman. I mean, even Zach thinks it's cool. So
I do think it's pretty cool.
If you are in need of a new phone case or if you're interested in like any of their lenses or anything and you need a phone, like, cause their cases work with their lenses. So if you have the case on, you can just easily clip on the lens. So I highly recommend them. They do a really good job with everything that they do. And they're just a really good company. So, yep, that's what I recommend. It's called the Free Time line. And, yep, I think that is all I have.
All right, guys. Well, if you have not joined the private Facebook group and that might be something that you're interested in, then go ahead and head over to Facebook. Type in The Way Family and Friends. Password is Funky Town. And we'd love to have some discussion about this because we really haven't even made up our mind if you can have a positive distraction or not.
I say no, but I mean,
it's semantics.
It just, yeah, it's just because that's how I've always seen the word distraction. Hmm. Anyways, have a good week. Happy Monday. Thanks for listening.
Happy Labor Day.
Yes.
Yes. And I'll catch you next time. Happy trails.